It's been nothing but bad news for the school districts that were fighting forced mergers under the state's controversial law, Act 46. Lawmakers failed to come up with a plan to delay the mergers, and the court battle so far hasn't slowed the process. So now, voters across the state are electing school board members for the new districts and approving budgets as they race to meet the July 1st deadline. Here's more from VPR's Howard Wise-Tisman.
Hi, are you here to vote?
Yep.
And what's your name?
The polls were open all day Tuesday in Putney as voters elected representatives to the newly merged 8-member Windham Southeast School Board. Lucia Wilson always votes in local elections, and she came out today to do her civic duty, even though she's dead set against merging the district.
I really resent that whatever has progressed before today. And I know I've talked to a lot of local folks who have said, you know, we're being dragged along. We're being forced into things. And that doesn't feel good, does it?
The Act 46 school district merger process has been torturous in Putney. The town overwhelmingly rejected the plan in a previous vote, and the school board chair resigned as the district worked through the process. Putney State Representative Mike Merwicki was one of the sponsors of the bill to delay forced mergers. But after all the drama, the new district will become operational July 1st. About 30 towns across Vermont are in the same boat, where they failed to merge voluntarily, but then were ordered to do so by the Secretary of Education. The big blow came back in March when Superior Court Judge Robert Mello denied a request to delay the forced mergers while the court case proceeded. So now here in Putney and in the other 3 towns in the district, voters have been trying to accept the inevitable. Mary Casey lives in Brattleboro.
I was pleased at the last meeting that the people running for the now merged board seemed to think that they could be devoted to making it work. It didn't seem as adversarial as it had in the past, and there seemed to be a commitment to making it work. If this is what we need to do, then we'll do it as best we can.
Emily Murphy Corr was elected to the new board Tuesday. Even among the towns and school boards, there was division, with some favoring merger, while the majority fought it to the end. And so now, Murphy Corr says, it's time to consider the students in the 4 towns as part of one district.
The reality is that, like, we will have to operate together. And so the hope is that, like, we can heal these wounds. And so I really hope that that's the case, and I hope to help, you know, build that trust and community and more innovation in the future.
The lawsuit in the Franklin Superior Court isn't over yet. And as long as the legislature's in session, there's a chance a delay could be adopted. But as the votes here in Windham County and across the state proceed, this very long and sometimes contentious process will pretty much fall into place before July 1st. For VPR News, I'm Howard Wise-Tisman.